Today's shiur is Masechta Gittin, Daf Samach Gimel. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. Itmar says the Gemara, if a woman tells to a shliach, Haveli Gitti, bring me my get. In other words, she did not appoint this man, this shliach, to be a shliach l'kabbalah, that as soon as he receives the get, she will be divorced. Rather, what she asked of this person is that this person should be a shliach lahilacha. Go to my husband, and if my husband will agree, he should appoint you to be a shliach lahilacha. That's the way Rashi learns. The Rambam has an interesting approach, not the way we've been learning in our shiurim, but the Rambam's approach is that a woman does have the ability to appoint a shliach lahilacha, and that she appointed this person to be a shliach lahilacha. But again, we're going to learn with Rashi. And so the shliach, when he came to the husband, did not say over properly what the wife had asked. He said, "Ishtcha amar li iskabeli giti." He said that your wife appointed me to be a shliach l'kabbalah. Vuama, but the husband said, Helach k'maisha amra. I'm giving you the get, and I want this to be done the way my wife asked that it should be done. Says the Gemara, Amrav Nachman, Amrav Avua, Amrav, Afilu get liyada, even if she receives the get, the halacha will be the ein megoresha, she's not considered divorced. The Gemara, in Masechet Baba Metzia, Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, discusses a situation where a man told his shliach, go hire workers on my behalf. And he went and hired workers on behalf of the man. However, he didn't give over the way the employer said. The employer said I would pay them 4 dinarim, and he said that the balabai said they would pay him 3 dinarim. And the workers, when they were hired, expressed themselves by saying that we will accept the position the way the employer said. So now the question is, how much do they get paid? Do they get paid as much as the employer said, or they get them paid as much as the employee said? Says the Gemara, Shmamina, based on this Gemara, we can learn that the Buro, the Dorka Samach, that they rely when the husband said, Helech Kamaisha Amra, that he says, do as my wife said, so, and therefore, the shliach will become a shliach l'alacha. And since the shliach becomes a shliach l'alacha, she won't be divorced until she actually receives the get, because she never appointed this shliach to be a shliach l'kabbalah. On the other hand, he won't be able to be a shliach l'alacha either, because the husband never appointed him to be a shliach l'alacha. Because that's because everything goes according to the way the husband said. If we're going to rely on what she said, so the halacha should be that she said that she wants him to be a shliach l'alacha, so he should be a shliach l'alacha. And if he should be a shliach l'alacha, at least when the get should get to her hands, she should be divorced, because the husband said, I want it to be the way my wife said. The fact that Rav Nachman said that we don't say that, from here we see that the husband relies on what the shliach says. And if the husband relies on what the shliach said, the same thing will be said regarding the workers, where we have this question that we just mentioned. Do we follow what the workers say, or do we follow what the shliach said in giving over the salary, or do we follow what the employer said? Our Gemara that says that we look at what was actually said as being what counts. So there too, we should look at what the shliach said in determining what the pay should be. To which Rav Ashi comments, Hachi Hashta, are the two situations the same? And he explains himself. Bishlami itcha, if Rav Nachman would have said the opposite of what he said in our shir, that means, if the woman said it's Gabal Giti, if a woman appointed a man to be a shliach l'kabbalah, and then the shliach, when he came, misrepresented what he was told, and by misrepresenting what he was told, he said Ishta Amri Havle Giti. He said, your wife said that I should be a shliach l'locha. V'hu Amar, and then the husband says, Halach Kamash Amra, do as she said. So then the halacha be v'amrav Nachman amrav Avua amrav kima shigi get liyadoi. Once the shliach receives the get migureshes, he remains a shliach lekabala. What will we see from there? Amudah debur de da kasamach. That's clearly we follow what she said, and since she appointed him to be a shliach lekabala, that's what he would be. Inami, or if the other case, that if the halacha was that the get would only be considered a valid get when she actually receives the get, so that means abur dedei kasamach. The husband said to the shliach, I'm doing whatever you say. And what does that mean, I'm doing whatever you say? He said that the shliach said that I'm going to be a shliach l'halacha. And that's what the husband says, fine too. That means we're following what the husband says. And since we're following what the husband says, since the husband said, I want him to be a shliach l'halacha, he'll be a shliach l'halacha, and she'll be divorced, and she will become divorced when the get gets to her. Elohacha, in our Gemara, the case that we began to share with, where the woman said that she wants him to be a shliach l'halacha, and the shliach misrepresented what she said, and the shliach said that I was asked to be a shliach l'kabbalah. Even if we'll say that the husband means to give it over to him according to what the wife said, and the wife wanted him to be a shliach l'halacha, the halacha is that she's not divorced. Mishum da akri shliach l'shigosa l'gamrihu. The shliach completely uprooted his shlichus, that he was appointed, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, that he was asked to be a shliach l'halacha, but instead of agreeing to be a shliach l'halacha, he said, what he's saying, Rashi says, is that I don't want to be a shliach l'halacha, and therefore, a shliach l'halacha he isn't, and the way we're learning a Gemara, he can't be a shliach l'kabbalah either. The reason he can't be a shliach l'kabbalah, because he wasn't asked to be a shliach l'kabbalah, and the husband can't make him into a shliach l'kabbalah. And as the Ritva goes on to say, even if ultimately he will agree to be a shliach l'halacha, it doesn't make a difference. The husband never appointed him to be a shliach l'halacha. He's saying, I only want to be a shliach l'kabbalah. He's saying, l'halacha l'avina, I don't want to be a shliach l'halacha. And a shliach l'kabbalah, he can't be, because she never appointed him to be a shliach l'kabbalah. A shliach l'halacha, he's refusing to be. So he has no standing in this entire story. So even if after he'll change his mind, the Rishonim and Achronim all agree it'll be too late. So therefore, you can't compare this case to the case that we spoke about the employer. Ask the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna Bachia, Toshma, this halacha, the way Rav Nachman is expressing it, ask the Gemara a question from our Mishnah. We learned in our Mishnah, Haimer, if somebody says to somebody, Hiskabel zeh getz el ishti, accept this get for my wife. Ahel gets elishti, or take this get to my wife, imrotza lachsa liachsa. The halacha is that until the wife actually receives the get, the husband could back out. So what do we see? Tam d'rotzo. Only because the husband wanted to back out before the wife received the get, may he back out. Hala rotzo. If he would not want to back out, the get would be a good get once the get once she receives the get. Says the Gemara, but why? The way we're learning our shir, Chabalav Shavi Shlich LaKabalahu. The husband can't make him into Shlich LaKabalah. And a Shlich LaLacha he wasn't appointed for, because what were the words of the Mishnah? He said Hiskabel. Hiskabel is the wording of a Shlich LaKabalah. So a Shlich LaLacha he isn't because he wasn't appointed to be a Shlich LaLacha. A Shlich LaKabalah he isn't because the husband can't make him into Shlich LaKabalah. Ella, what's the reason of our Mishnah? Why is she divorced? The meaning, because we say the following, and the Gemara establishes a very important principle. The kibbutz nasav ein of lagarsha. It's obvious that he wants to get divorced. Meima omer to garsh kolech the megarsha. Even though he says, I may not be expressing myself, I may not be articulating myself properly, but I want it to work. So if the only shliach you could be to make it work is being a shliach lailocha, so be it. Hachanami, so why don't we say in our Gemara as well, where the woman wants the shliach to be a shliach lahilacha, but the shliach misspoke, and he says, I'm a shliach lakabbalah, but the husband clearly wants to divorce her. So since he clearly wants to divorce her, kivin shanosuv eina lagarsha, meime amar, what he means to say is, tegarish kolech de magarsha. And since you're not a shliach lakabbalah, okay, you should be a shlich lailocha in order to make this get work. Says the Gemara Hachi Hashta, can the case that we're learning in our shir today be compared to the Mishnah? Hasam Adam Yadesh and Shlich LaKabbalah. A husband knows that he doesn't have the halachic authority to appoint somebody to be a shlich LaKabbalah. So even though he might not have used the right words, he used the word hiskabel, he clearly meant he clearly meant to make him into a shlich lailocha, because he knows that the shlich can't be a shlich lakabbalah, because he can't make a shlich lakabbalah. Hacha, here in our Mishnah, there's a legitimate mistake. The shlich saying that he's a shlich lakabbalah, the husband has no reason to believe that there's anything wrong with what the shlich is saying. And since the husband has no reason to believe that there's anything wrong, he's assuming that he's a shlich lekabbalah, which he is not. Amar Rava. So Gemara asks another question on Rav Nachman's opinion. Toshma, for Mishnah, we're going to learn Daf Samech Hei. The Mishnah says, Ketanish Amra, if a Ketanah tells a shlich hiskabel igiti, except for me a get, ain't a get, at she gila yada. The get is not considered a get until she actually receives the get. Because the Ketanah does not have the halachic authority to appoint a shlich lekabbalah. But what is that Mishnah saying? Ki mati get liyada, when a ketana does receive the get, the halacha is, then she would be megareshes. There's a discussion which we're going to have in Mitzvah Daf Samechei. Is that only when her father is not alive, or is that even when her father is alive? But to make the case simple, the father's not alive, and she actually receives the get, she will be divorced. Vamai, says the Gemara, why is this going to be valid? The husband never appointed him to be a shlich lailocha, and as the Mefarshim explained, there's nowhere in that Mishnah that there's any indication that that's what the husband intended to do, that the husband intended to make him into a shlich lailocha. And a shlich lakabbalah, he can't be either, as we just explained. Ela damrinan, why is it going to be considered valid in that case? Again, the principle that we learned, the kimin shenasa ein of lagarsha, since he decided to divorce her, meima omer tegarish kolech demegarisha. I want this get to work. So why don't we say in our case as well, hachinami, kimin shenasa ein of lagarisha, since he decided to divorce her, meima omer tegarish kolech demegarisha. So even if he didn't present himself correctly, even if the sheikh did not present himself directly, it should make it properly, it should make a difference. Says the Mar Hachashta, again, the cases are not similar. Hasam Adam Yadesh and Shlich Slakotan. The husband knows that this shliach that's arriving from the wife, cannot possibly be a shlich l'kabbalah. He cannot possibly be a shlich l'kabbalah, for as we learned, the wife doesn't have the halachic authority to appoint somebody to be a shlich l'kabbalah. So he know the husband knowing that. So when he gives it to her, he says, it's clear that he wants him to be a shliach l'halacha. Hacha, but in this case, where a shliach misrepresented himself, is a case that toy that the husband makes a mistake. Tashma, so Gemara tries again. The Brisa says, to ask Rav Nachman's question, Havelei Giti, a wife says to a shliach, bring me my get. That means she didn't make him to be a shlich l'kabbalah. What she wanted him was to be a shlich l'alocha, meaning go to my husband and my husband will appoint you to be a shlich l'alocha. And now the shliach comes and makes a mistake and says, Ishtecha amres kabbali gita, your wife, my wife appointed me to be a shlich l'kabbalah, or vice versa. If the wife does tell the shliach, hiskabli ligiti, that I want you to be a shlich l'kabbalah, and the shliach again misrepresents, and he says, ishtecha amrali havelei giti, your wife said that I should be a shlich l'alocha. V'amr, and the husband says, ha'ilch v'tenlo, z'chilo, hiskabalo. In all these cases, rotzalach siyachser, that until she actually receives the get, the husband could back out. However, Mishigia get liyada, once she receives the get, the halacha is that she's divorced. Now the Gemara analyzes the Braisa. The Braisa, which case did the husband say the Lashon is Kabbalah? And which case did the husband say Hoylech v'tenlo? So the Gemara is assuming, my love, Kabbalah, Kabbalah, v'alocha, halacha, which means as follows. In the first case, where a shliach said that your wife made me into a shliach l'kabbalah, and the husband said to her, "Hiskabala zochila." And in the second case, where the shliach said, "Your wife asked me to be the shliach l'alocha," and the husband says, "Be a shliach l'alocha." So if that's the case, then the Reisha is difficult to Rav Nachman. Because the case of the Reisha, the way we're explaining it now, is that the Shliach said, was asked to be a Shliach l'Kabbalah, and that's the understanding with which the husband gave the get to that Shliach, because the husband said, Hiskabalah, and even though the husband, as we keep on repeating, does not have the halachic authority to appoint him to be a Shliach l'Kabbalah, the Braisa says that once she receives the get, she will be divorced. Why must we say that? But he doesn't have the ability to make him into shlich l'Kabbalah, and the wife never made him into a shlich l'Kabbalah. So why is this get a good get? We have to explain that since he wants to divorce his wife, what he wants to do is that whatever it takes to make the get into a get, to make this divorce halachically valid, that is what he wants. So if that he's, even though the shlich said l'shlich l'kabbalah, and the husband used similar words, we assume and we say what he really meant was to make him to shlich l'alocha. So even though he used the word kabbalah, so ask the Gemara, certainly in the case which Rav Nachman has been speaking about from the beginning of our shir, where the words that he used was Halach Kamosha Amra, which is even a stronger case to make the get into a good get. Why is it a stronger case to make the get into a good get? It's a stronger case to make the get into a good get because he's saying, I want whatever my wife said. And my wife said that you should be a shlich l'halacha, so be a shlich l'halacha. And yet, Rav Nachman said it's not going to be good. So how do we reconcile what Rav Nachman is saying with the Braisa? Says the Gemara, you have a misunderstanding in the Braisa. We thought that the Kabbalah was going with the first case and Halacha was going with the second case. But that's not the way to understand the Braisa. Says the Gemara, Kabbalah, Alocha, Alocha, Kabbalah. In the first case, where the Shliach said to me, where the Shliach said, your wife appointed me to be a Shliach like Kabbalah, which is not true. The husband said to her, Hoylich v'tenlo. And the second case, where the Shliach said, your wife asked me to be a Shliach like Alocha, the husband said, you be a Shliach like Kabbalah. So now let's think through these cases. In the Reisha, she's going to be divorced because the husband appointed him to be a Shliach Lahilacha. And the Shliach agreed. In Rav Nachman's case, where the husband said, do what she said, and maybe he meant that do what she said as you're representing what she said. And therefore, she is representing. He's saying that she wanted me to shliach a Kabbalah, and that isn't the case. Says the Gemara, if that's the way we're going to learn the Braisa, so let's continue learning the Braisa. I Kabbalah ha'ilocha, so then let's learn the next case. The second case was where the shliach said, your wife said I should be a shliach la'ilocha, which is not true, because the wife said he should be a shliach la'kabbalah. And the husband said, Zechila eskabalah. So the wife did appoint him to be a shliach l'kabbalah, and the husband used the same type of words, zechila hiskabbalah. So he is a full-fledged shliach l'kabbalah. So if he's a full-fledged shliach l'kabbalah, the halacha we know is that by a shliach l'kabbalah, as soon as the shliach l'kabbalah receives the get, that's when the wife is divorced. The b'chim got to get l'yodei. As soon as he gets the get, the halacha is allowed to have a getter. Why does the Braisa say that she's only divorced once she actually receives the get? Shamet mina. So we have to learn the pshat in the Braisa. The way we have to learn the Braisa is that b'ur de day comes samach. The husband is always relying on what the shliach is saying in the name of the wife. So therefore, in the sefer where the shliach said that your wife asked me to be a shliach l'halacha, the husband relies on what the shliach is saying, and he makes him into a shliach l'halacha, and therefore this individual is a shliach l'halacha, and since he's a shliach l'halacha, not like the wife made him into shliach l'kabbalah, and therefore she's not divorced until he actually receives the get. If that's the case, that Braisa is teaching us that when the shliach says different than what the wife said, and the husband said Heilach Kamosha Amra, his kavana is to rely on what the shliach said and not on the wife said. So isn't that a raya? Says the Gemara Hachi Hashta. Hasam, in the Gemara that we're speaking about, the words that he used were Heilach Kamosha Amra. He said, do whatever my wife said. Since he said, do whatever my wife said, maybe that is indeed his intention, to do whatever his wife said. Hacha, in this case, mikama, he didn't say, do as my wife said. He gave his own instructions. He said, Heskabalah. And since he knows that he can't make a shliach l'kabbalah, because a husband, as we keep on repeating, does not have the halachic authority to make a shliach l'kabbalah, so what he must have meant was that I'm not relying on you. I'm relying on my wife. I'm relying on what I say. And since that's the case, the halacha is that he will be as he said. Tana Baruch, says the Gemara. If a woman said to a shliach, "Eskabeli geti, accept the get for my wife." Eskabeli geti. And here the shliach did as he was told. He says to the husband, Ishtacha omr eskabeli giti, v'hu omr hoylech v'tenloi, z'chiloi eskabelo. So now the question is, what is the shliach? Is it a shliach l'kabbalah, or is it a shliach l'halacha? Teaches us the Braisa that he's considered a shliach l'halacha, he's considered a shliach l'kabbalah, and rotz l'achzer, and therefore once he's a shliach l'kabbalah, the halacha is the moment he receives the get, the wife is divorced, and lo yachzer, he can't go back. If the husband said, so that clearly is an indication that he wants him to be a shliach l'halacha, and therefore Yachzei can get back out till she receives the get. But if he said, lo yachzer. He can never back out. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi's opinion is, b'kulon, whatever wording he used, imrotz lachzer, if he wants to back out, lo yachzer, he may not back out, because Rabbi's opinion is that even if he said the word hoylich, going back to the subject that we discussed in yesterday's shir, hoylich kizchi, and he's considered shlich l'kabbalah. Avol, mamala, says Rebbe, if he expressly said, I don't want you to be a shlich l'kabbalah, I want you only to be a shlich l'alacha, since he expressly said that he wants him only to be a shlich l'alacha, so till she receives the get, she's not divorced, and therefore until she receives the get, the halacha is rotzalachsa yachsa. But ask the Gemara, Rebbe Anatanakama, both of them are holding that this shlich is a shlich l'alacha, and therefore the husband can back out until she actually receives the get. Says the Gemara, Ibai Seima, Ef Shas Lashminin, Rebbe and the Tanakama are agreement. Rebbe's coming to teach us that if he said Efsha, only when he expressly said, I don't want you to be a Shlich LaKabbalah, I want you to be a Shlich LaKabbalah, LaLacha, that's when he becomes a Shlich LaLacha. But if he didn't use those words, he wouldn't become a Shlich LaLacha. Vibai Semehok Mashmalan, what are we learning? The man Tanakama, who is the actual Tanakama of this Braisa, Rebbe, it's Rebbe. Ibailahu, says the Gemara, Helech Rabbi Nosson, Kizchi Dami Lav Kizchi Dami. When a woman said to a shliach, Hiskabali Giti, and the shliach repeats what he was asked properly to the husband, and the husband then says, Helech Aget. So Rabbi Nosson said, Helech Lav Kizchi Dami. As we explained, if he said, Helech Lav Kizchi Dami, that I don't want you to be a shlich l'kabbalah, you're going to be a shlich l'alacha. What's going to be an alacha when he uses the word halach? Does he mean do as she said and you'll be a shlich l'kabbalah? Or is he going to say halach is like halach? Tashma. So says the Gemara, the Braisa teaches us, ha'im es kabel gets elishti, if somebody says to shluach, accept this get on behalf of my wife, he could go back, because since, as we learned earlier in our shir, the only type of a shliach that the husband could appoint is a shlich l'halacha, so we don't care what type of words he used. It's clear that this shliach is only a shlich l'halacha, and therefore, since he's only a shlich l'halacha, he has the right to back out as long as the wife has not received the get. In the case, continues the Braisa, where the Isha said, Hiskabel Giti, so the wife said to the Shliach, I want you to be a Shliach LeKabbalah, and then the husband said, Hiskabel HaHoylech, the Lacha is, Imratz HaLachso LaYachzer. This Shliach is a Shliach LeKabbalah, and as soon as he receives the get, the wife is divorced, and he cannot walk out. My love, how would we explain this Braisa? Assumes the explanation of the Braisa is Haylech, and the Braisa is going to be saying, when he said, Halach gets l'ishti, and he didn't use the word halach, and he's going to hold her. Rabbi Nosson says that halach lav kaschi dami, but once he said halach, the Brice is coming to teach us that halach is kaschi, and therefore the get is valid as soon as he receives the get. So isn't this a raya to the way to understand what Rabbi Nosson's opinion is regarding halach, that halach is not the same as halach, and halach is a valid way for him to be a shlich l'kabbalah? Says the Gemara Loi, that's not the way we're going to understand the Braisa. We're going to say that the Braisa is following the opinion of Rebbe that holds koylich kaschidami, and since Rebbe holds koylich kaschidami, the moment he receives the get, she is divorced. Toshma. We learned in our Mishnah, lefikach. Once we learned that if certain circumstances where the husband gives the get to the shliach, he can't go back on it. If the husband said, I don't want you to be a shlich l'kabbalah. So what do we see in this braisa? Because he was very clear in what he wants. He was clear in his statement that I don't want you to be a shlich l'kabbalah. Had he not said that so expressly, the halacha would be that he would be a shlich lekabbalah. Imrat, and therefore, since he's a shlich lekabbalah, imratza lachzor, if he would want to go back on his words, he want to go back on the get, he can no longer. Because we're going to say that even though, as long as he didn't say EF Shir, the halacha is lo yachzor. He can't go back, he's a shlich lekabbalah. Why is that the case? Because we're going to explain, says the Gemara, that we're speaking about a case that the husband used the word heilich, and we're going to say that heilich, Reb Nosson holds, is not like heilich, and heilich means, I want you to be as you were appointed. You were appointed to be a shlich lekabbalah, therefore you are a shlich lekabbalah, and therefore the get, even though if the husband would have said heilich, she would not be divorced until she actually receives the get. If the husband used the word heilich, she's divorced as soon as the shlich lekabbalah accepts it. So isn't this again a raya, what Reb Nosson's opinion is regarding heilich? So the Gemara law again, lie, no. We're going to say that the Mishnah is talking about a case of heilich, and it's going according to Rebbe, and Rebbe holds heilich kaschidami. So if not the fact that he said he efshi, even though he used the word heilich, it will be a shlich lekabbalah, and she'll be divorced as soon as he receives the get. Only because he added the words EFSHI, therefore he's not even according to Rebbe a shlich lekabbalah. Tashma, the Braisa says if a husband says to a shlich lekabbalah, take this get to my wife. So it's clear that he's a shlich lehilacha, and therefore since it's clear that it's a shlich lehilacha, so ratzalachzi yachzer, he could back out until she actually receives the get. But here says the Braisa, if the husband says to the shlich lekabbalah, heilach ze getz el ishti, then the halacha would be, he's still a shlich lekabbalah, and the halacha would be that ratzalachzi lo yachzer, because once the shlich lekabbalah receives the get, she is divorced. Now, points out the Gemara, man shamet le omer b'heilach, who's the man that says b'heilach, that he could still back out, that he used the word heilich, he means to make him into shlich lekabbalah, and therefore, until she receives the get, rotzel achse yachzer, that's clearly, as we've been learning, the opinion of Rav Nosson. So we see that not the opinion of Rebbe, because according to Rebbe, even by heilich, he's still going to be a shlich lekabbalah. And yet, so we see that this Braisa is following the opinion of Rebbe. And yet, this Braisa is saying, by Heilich, this Braisa says, and now we're saying that the Tan of this Braisa is Reb Nosson, that Rotzel Achzer Lo Yachzer. So what do we see? That Reb Nosson, who's the Tan of this Braisa, is clearly of the opinion, Shmamino Heilich Kitzchidami, that if the word Heilich was used, he will agree that she's a shlir, that he's a Shlich LeKabbalah, Shmamino. It's a very clear raya. Itmar, says the Gemara regarding the halacha of heilach kaschidami. Itmar, hiskabali gitti. If a woman said to a shliach that I want you to be a shliach lekabbalah, v'omar, and then v'ishtecha omar hiskabali gitti, and he, the shliach, came to the husband and was very clear and proper in what he said, v'oy mahoilach v'tenlo, Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Nasa Shlucha V'Shlucha. We don't know how to look at the Shliach. Is he the Shliach Kabbalah, or is he Shliach L'Halacha? And therefore, if the husband died before the wife actually received the get. So now we know that a woman cannot become divorced after her husband dies. The Halach is that a person who's no longer alive obviously cannot divorce his wife. So if this person is a shlich lekabbalah, the wife is divorced. She's divorced because the moment the shlich lekabbalah received the get, she became divorced. If, on the other hand, he's a shlich lehilacha, the wife is not divorced because the get did not arrive to her before her husband passed away. Since we don't know what to do with this, we tell this wife her husband died without children, that you can't have Yibam because maybe you were divorced. But you can't go scot-free because maybe you were married. So chaletz is filamis yabemis. So we see in this case that there's a suffix. Says the Gemara, what is the explanation of this brisa? It seems that the explanation of this brisa is lememra, the mesapkalei l'rav. Rav is not clear how to look at the halacha in the case of hoylich. Hoylich is chidami or lav is chidami. Is it mean that he wants him to remain a shlich like a balo or not? Says the Gemara, for Atmar, we learned if somebody says to a shlich, hoylich mona l'ploni shnichayiv lo, take this money to this person who I owe him the money. Amar Rav, says Rav, that once the loiva gave the money to the shliach of the malva, chai bachur yusai. Since he didn't appoint, the malva did not appoint the shliach, the halacha is, he is still responsible. However, in Baal Achzer, if he wants to back out, ain't a chayzer. Why? Because Rav is of the opinion, hoylich keschidami. Therefore, as soon as the loiva said to the shliach, hoylich manazel pleni, the shliach takes ownership of the money on behalf of the malva. So we see the Rav's opinion is that lo hoylich keschidami. And here we're saying that by the get, Rav isn't quite certain how to treat this. Says the Gemara, the two cases are not the same. Hasam, in the case where the loiva is sending money to the malva with the shliach, safek b'mayna l'kula. So since it's a question of mamonos, we say that we're makel, and it's considered as if the malva is already owning the money. And if the loiva wants to get back his money, we're going to play the concept of a much mechaver lovely raya. Hasa, hach in our case, as we just explained, we're not quite certain how to identify the status of this woman. So it's a suffix isura. We don't know, is she properly divorced or not? And if she's not properly divorced, we have a question of Yivam Lashuk. That's why we have to go to Chumra. Amarav, Eina Isha Oysa Shliach L'Kabbal Get Miyat Shliach Bala. A woman cannot appoint a shliach to receive the get, to be a shliach L'Kabbal, to take it from the shliach la'alocha. Rechanina Amar, Rechanina disagrees, and he says, Isha Oysha Shliach L'Kabbal Agitim Yad Shliach Bala, a woman can point to shliach la'kabbalah to take the get from the shliach la'alocha. Ask the Gemara, Ma Tam the Rav, what's the reason that Rav has this chumra? Ibai say, one reason, says the Gemara, Mishrim design the Baal. The husband is offended that the wife is refusing to take the get from his shliach. And the husband says that this is an embarrassment to me, that you think that you can't take the get from me. And therefore, because of that, the halacha is that she can't appoint somebody to pick up the get. She has to pick it up. There's a machloikus rishonim. This concept that the Gemara just said of bezayin the baal, would it make it invalid even midaraisa, that the get's not good? Or is it only midrabbanan? V'boy seima, but not the Gemara gives a different reason. B'shem chatzer ba'ol achakan. The halacha is that you could give a get by putting it into the wife's property. But let's say the husband were to put the get into the wife's property, into a piece of property, and then afterwards give that property to the wife, the halacha is that that would not be the get, even though she took ownership of the property with a kinyan chaser. So because people may make an error and say that you could appoint a shliach l'kabbalah to take the get from the shliach l'alocha, similarly, people will think that what is a chatzar? A chatzar, they're going to assume that it's valid because it's also like a shliach. And therefore, the chatzar that was bought after the get was put into it will still be a valid way of being megarish anisha. But that's not true, because the Torah says v'nosim b'yada, and we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shema daf ayin zayin amar aleph that you don't have to put it into her hand. You could put it into a chotzer, but it has to be her chotzer at the time you put it there. And if it's not her chotzer at that time, then the halacha is even though it becomes a chatzah later, too late. And therefore, because of the similarity between the two cases, Chazal said that the shliach l'kabbalah, a woman cannot appoint a shliach l'kabbalah to take the get from the shliach l'ilochem. So the Gemara gave us two reasons why Rav said you can't have a shliach l'kabbalah take a get from shliach l'ilochem. Either because of Zayin Habal, or because Chatzer Habal Achmekan. What is the nafkamina? Asked the Gemara. Mai benayu, what is the nafkamina between these two explanations? Answers the Gemara, Yikavinayu, the kadmi iyu v'shav yishlich mikara. She appointed him to be a shlich l'kabbalah. She appointed him to be a shlich l'kabbalah before the husband even appointed his shlich l'ilocha. So if the concern is b'zoyin habal, so it doesn't make a difference when she appointed him. But if the point is because chatzer habal achmekan, so that's only if she appoints the shlich l'kabbalah after the shlich l'ilocha was appointed. But if the shliach l'kabbalah was appointed before the shliach l'ilocha was appointed, that concern isn't there. Says the Gemara, who gave the shadal get l'dvisa? There was a person who sent a get to his wife, Oza shliacha, Ashka kiyos v'kalaisha. The shliach arrives, the shliach l'ilocha arrives, and she's busy making a dough. Amala, hail a get. So the shliach says to her, this is the get that your husband sent. Amalei lehava biyotcha. You should be my shlich l'kabbalah. Amar Rav Nachman says Rav Nachman in Misal Rav Chanina. If Rav Chanina is correct that a woman can make a shlich l'kabbalah to take a get from a shliach l'halacha, so the halacha is avdei avda. It should be a valid get. But here in our case, she did not appoint him. She did not appoint him to be a. She did not appoint. She made the shlich l'ilocha into shlich l'kabbalah, and it should be fine. Amalei Rava, and therefore, if Rav Chanina is right that you could have your shlich l'ilocha give you a get to my to the woman shlich l'kabbalah, it ought to be a valid get. Amalei Rava, no. In Misal Rav Chanina, even according to Chanina, this cannot be valid. Why? Because like chazur shlichus etzel habal, there's a concept that in order for shliach to be a valid shliach, it's a shliach that could go back with a shlichus to the husband, and here he can't go back after he finishes his shlichus. So there's two ways. The two pshatim I saw the way the Rishonim learned this Gemara. One way I saw that the Rishonim learned the Gemara is that the shliach has to be able, after he does his shlichus, to go right back and say, I did my shlichus. Here, the shliach doesn't have that ability. The reason he doesn't have that ability is because he has to become now a shliach l'kabbalah. That's one pshat that I saw. The other pshat that I saw is a very interesting pshat. When we think, and it speaks to the heart of what shlichus is all about. When we speak about shlichus, and we always apply the concept of shlucha shladim kamaisai, that means the halacha looks at the shliach as if he is an extension of the husband, of the mishaleach. In this case, that would mean that the shliach halacha is extension of the husband. What does that mean, he's an extension of the husband? He is the husband, as far as the halacha is concerned. If he's considered the husband, as far as the halacha is concerned, and the shliach l'kabbalah, as again, applying the concept of shlucha shaladim kamaisai, is the wife, so you can't be the husband and wife in a get. If you're the husband, because you're the shliach l'halacha, you can't be the wife by being the shliach l'kabbalah. And therefore, that's why this case is different than the case that Rav Chanina spoke about, because Rav Chanina spoke about that there's a separate shlich l'kabbalah and a separate shlich l'ilocha. Says the Gemara, Shalch l'kamei de Rav Ashi. This question was sent to Rav Ami. Shalch l'hu l'chaza shlichas etz l'abal. And therefore, in this case, clearly, the shlich l'ilocha cannot become the shlich l'kabbalah. Rav Chibar Abba Nasiyashe B'Dover. We need to think about it. Hada Shochel Kamei Rav Chibar Abba. They sent to Rav Chibar Abba to say, did you make a decision? Amma Kalhani Shluchel V'Azli. All the time, you keep on asking me the same question. Kehechdim Safkalud Hu. Just like you have a question. Hochanamim Safkalud Lidon. I also have a question. And therefore, since I have a question, if the husband were to die between in such a case, it's going to be a Dovah Sheba'evra, and Dovah Sheba'evra we have to be Machmer, and we would require this woman to have Chalitza. We would not consider her divorced. We would also not consider her not divorced, and therefore she can have Yibim Shoni as Chalitza. Hava Uvda, says the Gemara, there was such a case, that's Chorav Yitzvah Shmuel B'Amat to get the chalitza. So the question is obvious. Tati, if she could get the get, so why does she need chalitza? And if she doesn't need a get, why does? And how do we understand this? Says the Gemara, what meant to say was, he get if the husband was still alive, then the halacha is she has to receive the get again properly. The chalitza, and if he wasn't alive anymore to be able to give the get properly, then she would have to have chalitza. Lechemisa. Says the Gemara, who dava karla nefasa? There was a woman who her name was Nefasa, and her husband wanted to divorce her, and he pointed shlichim to write a get on his behalf and deliver it to her. Ozel sadi kosu tefasa, and the Edom made a mistake, and instead of writing in the get that her name is Nefasa with the nun, they wrote it as tefasa with a tof. Amar Yitzhak by Shmuel, Amar by Mat Mishmei the Rav, also Edom shlichusam. The halacha is that they've done what they can do, and meaning that the get is not a good get, as we've learned. A get that's not given, that's written properly, is not a valid get, but they can't do another get because they were only appointed to make one get. Maskevla Rava, become a ksuva chaspa v'havala, why is it considered as if they fulfilled their shlichus? They were asked to write a valid get. We're learning now that this get is not a valid get. If it's not a valid get, why is it considered that they did their shlichus, that they can't do it again? Elamarava, vadei, ikosuv gita me'alya, if they wrote a proper get, and then somehow v'avad got lost, also edem shlichusam, the halacha views it as if the edem did their shlichus, and they can't write another get. Maskev, La Rav Nachman, why is that the halacha? Mi kamaluhu, was the husband's instruction, ksvuv and chuv b'kisaychu, did he tell them write the get and put it in your pocket? He meant that write a get and give it to her. And if the get isn't given, if the get isn't given, and it can't be given because it was lost, then they haven't fulfilled their shlichus. And if they haven't fulfilled their shlichus, they could write another get to be able to fulfill the shlichus. El Amar Rav Nachman, and because of that, Rav Nachman said, kaisuv and noisman, afilu me'ipamim. They can write it even 100 times until they get it right and deliver it right. Barmenei Rava Rav Nachman. Kisu v'tnu l'shliach. If the husband said, write to two people, write this get and give it to a shliach that I appointed to be a shliach loy locha. And as the shliach loy locha is traveling, he loses the get. Mau. Do we say, they've done this. Sluka sluka l'cha. They've done theirs, they were told to write a get, they did it. And give it to the shlich l'ilocha, I did it. Oy Dilma, what I meant to say was, l'tirch d'du chayish. He meant that I don't want to bother you to have to deliver the get, so that's why you could give it to the shlich l'ilocha. But doesn't mean that you are finished with your job until the wife receives the get. Amalei Ravina l'Ravashi, v'yolich lo, if we're going to say that the husband asked them to write the get, and that's all they were asked to do, what's going to be the halacha if the husband wrote, told him write the get, give it to shliach, v'yoylech lo. Since he added the word yoylech lohu, doesn't mean that he meant that they should make sure that the wife receives the get, and therefore, if something happened that the wife should not be able, that won't be able to receive the get, they could write another get. Or maybe what the way to look at it is, he meant that you are only to be involved in writing the get. Once you write a proper get, you are your shlichus has been accomplished, and therefore if something were to happen to the get afterwards, you can write another get. And the Gemara remains with a teiku. We learned in the Mishnah of Shimon Gamliel, Afa Meris, Tali Geti, if the wife said, receive the get from me, Mratzalach Salayachsa. Tanaban Tali, Vesali, Vihali, Biyotcha, all of these are proper ways, says the Gemara, of the appointment of a shlich l'kabbalah. Since they're all proper ways of the appointment of a shlich l'kabbalah, losh kabbalah hein, and once the shlich receives the get, she will be divorced.